Fazer reduções à memória e à remissão pública, fazer reduções a Daniel Scheiner, mas o show fala, fazer reduções a Lomas Alman, Ben Elio. Ok, Rosai, we are continuing in packet B10, Indian Hamtana Ben Basal Cholov. So we had the Shita of Toysis, as long as not the meal, and the Shita of the Ramon Kamoshe Shos. We had the Shita of Rabbeinu Rucham of 3 hours, and the of David Fardo's explanation. And then let's see even a more cool of the Gashita on page one, a Kuf Dalin on a maze. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the Chayin Halach of Gedolos, the Ochel Basar, also Lachel Divino, Chayin Below the Team of the Kinuach, I'm the Team of the Kinuach Shari. Wow, so that's even a bigger cooler. In other words, when do we say that you have to wait? That's only if you're not going to wash out your mouth, you know, eat something and wash out your mouth. But if you eat something and wash out your mouth, then there's no restriction if you do that. That cooler is even bigger than the cooler of Tosis on Buffet Amaral. But we don't ask it like that, Shita. And we saw the Shita of the 1 hour. Shita in where we see who's the source of the 1 hour Shita? Who's the source? Who's the source?
The Zohar, no?
No.
Oh. Suda Tachada, Shata Chada.
Oh, okay, now you're talking.
Who?
Let me explain to you right there. Who's the one who says that this idea of 1 hour? What's the earliest source? No. No. Agol Sharidu. He is the one who says it. He says, Ragim Logim Lahakim Osim Lam Shara. He asks, what's the source of the 1 hour? The correct answer is Agol Sharidu. Now, you want to know where does that come from? So you could say, "Oh, there's a Zohar," but you know, that's just to tell you the truth. I don't really, you know, because you know the Marshag has a tshuva. I didn't tell you this, but he says that you know who says the Shoachas and the Zohar really means. You know what that means. This is the source. Now you want to try to look where did they get it from? But the one that said it, the Psak Halacha, that the Shulchan Aruch is getting from, is Hagol Sharidur. That is the sort. Now you want to see what could it be based on? Okay, you want to say the Pri Chodesh? I it's interesting. It's probably not the source, you know. No, what you said yesterday, Rabbi Goldberg. It was better. Like he says, it's a pshara. In other words, the Tosa says right after the Suda, the Rambam says, Moshe shows, so this is a pshara. Now, where do they get that? Okay, so, you know, you want to say the Pri Chodesh wants to say the Zohar, and I don't think that's the Pasha pshara, but first we want to say Vush State. Where does it say? Okay. Okay, so now we should look at the Yamshel Shlomo on page 16. Okay, there's a famous, you know, a lot of things that are famous from the Shach, but a lot of times the Shach is just quoting. I mean, he himself tells you who he's quoting from. You know, what's the famous line in the Shach? The famous line in the Shach. Yeah, let's get the page on the Shach. Famous line in the Shach, the hymn of the Shach. Yeah, let me show you the line.
The Kain Kasav, it's on page 25.
Let's see if you're right.
Kasav Marshal.
Yeah, Hagon Katan. Oh, yeah, on page 25. The Kain Nochel Lassos. is to what? To wait. Shei shows. Kachach to marshal. Vechein roi lasos l'chol mi sheyesh bo reyach Torah. Anyone who has reyach Torah, keep for 6 hours. So, let's see. Let's see what the Amshul. So, you look in the Amshul Shlomo. He says, page 16. Then, Chol Sheish Bo Reyach Torah, Imochol Botsa Lo Shnav Behema, Bechai Ovlo, Yochol Achav Gvina Ad Sheisha Kishir Shemizman Sudas Haboker Ad Ha'erif. Nehainu Sheishos. And that's yeah, it's sort of like a sikkum. Yeah, it's like a sikkum before. I'll see. Yeah, okay. You're right. The Hainu Sheishos, I feel the shock because she has a closest boss up in the sheet of Torah, Lassiru, etc. Okay, so that is the. Now let's look. Now, we'll still, we didn't really give the source of 6 hours. Meaning, so the Vilna Gaon. Look at the Vilna Gaon, right? The page, Shulchan Aruch.
Page 24.
My father waits till the next day. I do. So he's a Talmud Chacham. Now, when was the Suda Shachris of a Talmud Chacham? The Shashishis. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. That when did different people eat breakfast? So Suda's Talmud Chacham was Shashishis by the sixth hour of the day. Amar Maruka Misudaso Midira Kamar Dekash. So therefore, and when did they eat dinner? You know, 6 hours later. That's when the so six from 12 to six. Six. So that's when they ate dinner, when it was turning night. Right throughout the Gemara's beginning of Brachos. So that's the Gaon. And then let's see. And the Gilead of Marshan, page 25, Lam Tim Shay Shos, Patol Misuda Lusuda. Hashem Bakora, Amy Suda Ferran Lusuda Sarvi Scheme, Dalit Shos, even though, right, as in the winter it gets, you know, 4:30, it's getting dark already. Still, we do this man based on the latest time for average time. Well, if you will eat, you won't have meat, you won't have, right. Now let's look at the Placey. What page is the Placey on?
Looking.
17, he says. So it says, Acha Achilles Moshe Shachas, a pre-Chodesh Daito. Right, so here the place himself is going to argue with the Prichad. It says, "Hey, no, the Loshon Shaita Kavanoso Eis Chada." Yeah, exactly. So that's why. That's why when you guys say the Zohar, so okay, the Zohar, you have to, they're pshat the Zohar that's the, but it's not like the Shulchan Aruch is quoting that's what the Zohar is saying. The Rambam. So Shacha goes. Go Shari Dura. The Enu Nigma Roshosa Olam. Rak Eis, Mitzarayim, and Erev, Koygamke Shach, Shaita Chada. Aval Nira Dezeo Im Lahamte Shach Chada, O Shei Shos, Nechapu, the Inyan Eko. Has to be with digestion. Eim Arachayim, Kufay Dalad, with Chilos Eko, Ula Aroch, Erech Shav Chomish, because Chilus equal is Shav Chomish. You know, we discussed in terms of benching. If you didn't bench, how long could you bench for? So he says Chilus equal Shav Chomish, and that's the beginning of the digestion. Sof equal is Shisha Shos. So he says a Makilu Chashru would have a Kishir Chilus equal. So he says that's the Kilim who say 1 hour. So yeah, right. Shir Tchila Sikol. Then you break as a Muslim. So it's a break as a Muslim. You can only take for the and put the lechol. So the question is, did they go bus a Tchila Sikol or Sofik? Machmirim Olchim bus a Sofik. Who say Shof? Okay, sir. Sometimes she shows Zemor. The Kalamadas read it, she shows Gemur. The Lokidas of Prichadosh, Lomar, the Biyomim Kitsarim, right? In other words, Prichadosh says it fluctuates. In the summer months, you have to wait longer, in the winter months, shorter, because or you're allowed to eat in the next meal he holds, right? The prechadish. So in a chanami, like you asked, so it'll fluctuate the amount of time you have to eat, right, between beef milk. What did I tell you?
By obviously, that whether it's dinner, since you're on a regular schedule, Shiva at lunch, Shiva 5.5 hours at dinner. Maybe for someone asked about it, he said, "Separate yeshiva shalomim, a basar, lo habi kol ha basar, ha chalav."
So that's what he said. Okay. Okay, so that's how he learns. Reach HaTorah. Which way are you going to be? Which? Oh, I'm going to sleep then. Well, the people I give shir on there many times. Even when Rev Kellmer was alive, I suppose the insulation, but I used to give shir, and Rev Kellmer was there some since the beginning. Yeah. And I came once to Shabbos to Yoshua also. Both of them. You probably.
Yes,
I came to. And I came during the Sesame Chuba. Both of them. a little further. I once went on a DRS Shabbaton also. Could be before he was still. Okay, so let's look at the Rosh Hashanah now, page 18. So this is another important point of what, how do you count the 6 hours? It says, V'da shamton she'eshos u'misof ha'sudo shol boser akhilos ha'sudo shol cholov. Tzavim v'eises cholos ha'sudo v'yochav cholov. U'misof ha'sudo ha'boser v'ochav boser. It should work be the Masuda Lasuda. Wow. So it's not when you finished eating the meat. Remember, like in Rosh Hakola, or the Sif used to announce, we should keep Cheshbon when we finished eating meat for Shabbos lunch. So when we had Shalosh Shudas, we would know what time it is. You know, so that's, and he would always point that different than the Rosh Hashanah. Because there was, what if you have, you finish meat, but then you're still going to continue with the meal with dessert for another, you know. Let's say that's what's called, yeah. So he says that Hashem Tanah Sheishos Umisof Hasudu Shal Basar Adchilas Hasudu Shal Cholov Avi Meis Hascholas Hasudo Oyochal Basar Umisof. So Oyochal Cholov Umisof Hasudo Oyochal Basar. The great Peter Masudu Sudo. That's a big chumra. No, we don't. Yeah,
right. Right. Literally gone for hours. Simcha speeches, first speeches at mincha, and first speeches at dessert.
Yeah, you go on a long time. So that's his sheet. It's the end of the suda, from the beginning, and beginning next suda. If you, even though you don't have the milk right away. And then he writes in Halacha Zayin, "Zeh shekosav abein haramah, ish omim dein tzorch lahapti sheishos, rak miyad im sivik ibirf b'chaz amazon, mutar v'ikinuch v'adacha, v'minig ha'poshud v'nin tzeil ohem din ha'chachim as ha'posar, sh'achas v'och l'chak ha'gvina, v'nitzich l'vachem k'ibirch ha'amazon." So you need an hour and b'chaz amazon. But the brikas, the hour could be after the achilas basar. But you have to have brikas hamazon. So the hour could be still in the meal. But this is all within the hagosh haridur shita that there are makos. But within the shita of the sheishos, so he's saying that is only after benching. In other words, if you hold an hour, you don't have to wait. The hour doesn't have to be after the benching. Now it can be after the achilas basar, which is interesting. Because you would have thought maybe the hour should be dafke the shitaso, that you need 6 hours to be after the suda. So maybe the hour should also be after the suda. But he's saying no.
According to him, could you have dairy first and then meat? Because then it's still one meal. Because he seems to have an issue with it being in one meal.
Yeah, so dairy first and meat is a separate thing. That we didn't get to yet. He's saying within the Ramah, I mean, he's holding. He's only saying that within that day. Yeah, let's see what else. So an hour from when you finish eating the meat.
Right.
6 hours. 6 hours is the 6 hours after you bench.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, I don't. He doesn't use the word bench, even though you have to suda. But what if you finish the suda, and you're just sitting at the table schmoozing for? Because eating, in other words, but you can still suda can still be prolonged with dessert afterwards. Right. Should be, right. I would think if he holds 6 hours, he 6 hours after the suda, so maybe the hour also should be. Okay, he doesn't say that. Take a look in the Psalmist Chaim on page 32. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he wrote these tshuvas. So he says like this: Leil Hashem Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, Kosev Sefer Chachmas Adam, Tzur Cholik Tzas. Because what if a person's cholik? Right. So, what's the chumra and what's mikra did? So he says, "Cholik Tzas Yish Lhatil Lechol, Lachas Shachal Moser Shivrach Because the Moser V'Yamdin Kashir Shah." It's probably a misprint. But basically, you have to bench, so it should be, and you should have to wait an hour and brush your teeth, whatever. Then you get a cholov. What about a Yoledis? Yeah. So he says, So it depends if the cholah is, depends how, you know, the cholah is a cholah, yeah. He says we could, you have to keep the itkir halacha. Can't be within the same meal, maybe the hour, but the whole 6 hours, there's room to be mako for a cholah. Your other body holds that way. My necklace is not a din in my necklace. It's a din in his mom. And this year, my wife said to me, this year is a nitcha, and then my body follows the poskim that hold that my tisha b'av shenitcha is a din like shark, like wine of fast. Wow. So it makes things easier.
So then, does that mean
if the person really needs to. Could be if the person's feeling fine. I don't know if I specifically asked them about that, but. Okay. So now we discuss all these. So now we can get with the issue of the reasons now, which we didn't touch upon yet. So page 3, the Rambam says, Mishachal Basa Mechila Bein Sar Mehema Bein Sar Of Lo Yochal Achar Cholov. words, so the Rambam learns that it's a din in Basar Bein HaShinayim. So that means that it's hard to get the Basar Bein HaShinayim out. That's why there's a minhag when a woman goes to mikveh, she shouldn't eat meat that day. Except if it's yantif or something like that, then somebody pointed out that you could. But in general, minhag is not to eat meat when you go to mikveh that night. So that comes up a lot. People have barbecues and want to know, and they have to have mikveh tonight. So, okay, so that's the Rambam sheet is, it's hard to get the meat out. So for the first 6 hours, it still has a bit of meat. You shouldn't have milk. But after that, after the first 6 hours, then we view the meat between the teeth as if it's like, it's not meat anymore. So.
Rabbi, so according to the Rambam, can you brush your teeth and floss and then have dairy after?
The minhag is not to do that. The minhag is not to have meat the day of the...
No, I'm saying, according to the Rambam that says that the issue with being fleshig is it's stuck in your teeth. So if you eat meat, you know, not a woman, I'm saying a regular person, you know,
right.
And then you brush your teeth, you floss your teeth, you mouthwash, you don't even have to wait 1 hour, according to him.
Yeah, but we don't do... You don't have to say like
that. And this is even, it could be more makel even than the 1 hour shita.
Right. But the mice, we don't do that.
Unless
instead, we would basically you could do away with the whole halacha.
If somebody has dentures, the dentures are removable, there's no more teeth.
Dentures!
At Fleishig and Milchig dentures.
But nice that we don't do these things. What are you saying, Yoni?
We need to brush the teeth, touch, breathe. See that after 6 hours.
So, what's your question?
After 6 hours, so it's no longer
meant
for
her teeth, it's not possible. Right. So after 6 hours, she could go to 16 handles.
But would she give you the
pickup
on it, and then 6 hours later?
Oh, no, because that's a din of chatzitza. It's still going to be a chatzitza, even if it's not a din meat.
How long is it?
If it's there.
Take that day. So let's say she has to be once she wakes up.
In other words, these are two different halachas.
No, I know. So what's the shear for people? Let's say she has a midnight snack before she went to bed, and then 18 hours later she's going to
sleep. The day of. The morning.
Morning of. So you have the body holds 6 hours, beeps, so 6 hours. There's a website we also have. Definition 6 hours is 6 hours. That's about 3 hours. 1 minute.
Which part?
This is the website. Which website?
Oh, well, sorry. That's supposed to be the more.
That's more accurate.
Math there.
Or,
Okay, so that is the now let's look at Rashi. Page 1. Also, the Mishum, the Bosser, Motzi Shumum, Rukit Papa, not the tablet. In other words, the comes out, the muscle comes out. You eat meat, the tam of the meat comes into your, comes out into your mouth. So we're afraid and that's going to linger on for some time. And then we don't want you to eat milk while there's tam of meat in your tongue. So therefore, the... Yeah, in other words, the juices... sometimes you breath, right? You got... It's, right? You take it to a juicy steak. Tom comes out to your mouth. So we don't want Tom muscle in your mouth. Even though it's not really muscle anymore because it's gone, but while you're eating milk, you shouldn't have Tom muscle. Okay, so those are the two svaras given. So let's look at the Torah now. Lamezen in the Torah. Hey, look at the Torah. Page 19. Hey, look at the Torah. Yeah, yeah. Page 20. Actually, Isha Kishim is not suited as a book as soon as ever. To Shay Shos. In Yesh, Bosa Beda Shinaim, Tsarha Sira. With Tokha's man, if you ain't Bosa Beda Shinaim, also the Fisha Bosa Motsi Shuman. Moshech tam natzman orach. Fize atam imlo ochlo ela shal osu latino gein tzorech am tind kevin shalo ochlo enum motzi tam. Aram not in tam lashia mishum bosu vene shinayim. Fize rov lachash shashar kishir muta afil nishu bosu vene shinayim. Oye satino tzorech am tind vatov lachas bukur mishnei tam. So he says that there are two nafka means, the Torah says, between Rashi and the Rambam. Because he says the Rambam works with the idea of Basa Beda Shinai. The Rambam works with the idea of Basa Beda Shinai. So, but if the Rambam's reason is that that's the reason for the 6 hours, then there's a kula built into this. That after 6 hours, it's mutter.
Why?
Because that's the whole reason for the 6 hours.
Yeah, but what if you saw meat?
It doesn't matter. That's not meat.
Why not?
That's because
there's
going to be meat.
That's up to the
6 hours. Once 6 hours?
What did the Torah say 6 hours? I didn't see the Torah. Rashi didn't say 6 hours.
This is not a Dindaraisa, my friend.
I'm saying, but where did you get
it? Fred, this mission didn't arise.
I understand, but where did 6 hours come from?
Where did the 6 hours come from?
And who he said that the Surah Tam Chacham.
Whatever. Whatever the Shir is, maybe Suda La Suda, whatever. Okay, 6 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours, whatever.
And don't tell me it's Basim in a Shinaim.
No, it's Basim. The Kiddush is that for that amount of time, it's Basim in a Shinaim. After that, it's not Basa Ben Shinaim. So the Kiddush, when the Gemara says Basa Ben Shinaim Mahu, a Basa Odenu Ben Shinaim,
that's at the start.
That's the reason for the Haptana, whatever the Shir Haptana is. But according to Rashi, that's not the reason for 6 hours. It's a different 6 hours to Tam. But the Basa Ben Shinaim is like you said, as long as it's still there, it's Basa Ben Shinaim. But according to Rambam, the Basa Ben Shinaim is the reason for the Hagdara of the 6 hours or whatever the hours there is. According to Rashi, it's the reason for the 6 hours is a different reason, and the Basa Ben Shinaim is endless. I mean, until the Metzius, it's there or not there. So that's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is if you chew on meat for a kid who can't chew well, so you're not going to swallow it, just chewing on the meat. So according to that, but if you're not eating it, the tam is really not going to come out. So Mela, if the reason of Moshe Ben Shinayim will apply, but the reason of tam, won't apply. Therefore, according to Rashi, you wouldn't even have to wait anything. But we're machmir for both opinions. So
why would
you
have
bowls on? Chewing is down. So he says like this.
How's that happen?
Because when
you're I'm not salivating in the same way. They're not intending to eat it. Is that what it is? If I'm hungry, then I'm salivating, and then it breaks it down my mouth more, and then there's time stage. But if I'm not intending to eat it, so then it's not salivating, and I have regular
I'm
making up a story. You like it, apparently. But
The tour.
I just took issue with both sides of this.
Yeah, you and the tour.
I have this all down in my notes, the way you present it. But
the tour, look, you're right. I don't know, I didn't do a study to see that this, we assume we swallow it, it goes deeper into the tongue. Those are the state. You're right, you could.
We're machmir for both anyway,
right, we're machmir for both. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Okay.
According to Rashi, after she showed, if I find meat between my teeth, I swallow it, is it just a hard? It's just 6 hours. If I lose the meat from my teeth after 6 hours, and I swallow it, I'm not going to have it.
So, anyway,
another 6 hours now? Do I just wait this long meat? If
what?
If I find meat, my teeth after 6 hours, according to Rashi, do I need to wait another 6 hours? Do the 6 hours stop from when I finish swallowing the last piece of meat? Because if I'm not swallowing this one wrong, yeah, that's
probably. Right. I don't know. I mean, it's from the original pastors.
What?
From the original.
It's from the original? And therefore you would have to wait?
No.
You only have to wait when you eat, but not when you find your teeth.
Right.
Oh, I have something else.
Okay, now there's a couple of more things here. Let's take a look. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to speak to summarize the point of the Taz. We'll wait with that when we get to the topic of the hard cheeses. That the Taz is the thing of the postgame of a heart that you have to wait for hard cheeses. The sour points out from the Taz is because the hard cheeses have, you know, the time that could last. Yeah. Well, we'll see that when we do the hard cheese. So. And Ramosha has a tshuva about liver pills. Liver pills. You have to wait 6 hours after liver pills, page 28. So he says, you know, because on page 28. Just none of the reasons apply.
Right. There's no value to the people.
Yeah. So therefore, he was made to not to have to wait 6 hours in the liver pills. Then there's a tshuva here from the Chasam Sofer.
There's no taste. According to the Rabbi, let's say you were to have meat soup, you got the meat.
Sure, so we're going to talk about that. That's this next packet. B11. That's a short ago. So, Chasam Sofer also speaks about Chola. He says, maybe Chola Shol. Poshet Chola Lodzo, Hashol Shol, and for us, so she talked to Ham Tenachar, Achilas, of us, Yossi Bishah. Poshet Vabir, because it wasn't used to have Yivachol. So he wants to have meat, milk. It's a chayla, so he says you bench and you have the hour, and that's it. Okay. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, B'siyat Hashmaya will do packet B11. That's what I was talking about. You know, what if you have French fries that will work? Fried together and oil that you've had meat and things like that. You're not really eating the basa, but it's called a, you know, tafshil, so basa and things like that.
Tafshil, and she does tests. The wacky sheet of toast.
Okay, Rabosai, we'll see you tomorrow. Mezzo Shem Shir tomorrow at 10 o'clock rather. And have a good day to all. Should, how should this?
10. Regular.